This is KUT. Every legislative session, there are bound to be bills targeting some regulation or other in Austin. And every session, the city's attorney, Karen Kennard, heads to the Capitol to learn more about the bills and to see if their impact on Austin would be positive or negative. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on her projections.
The legislative session is almost over. That's why Kennard briefed the council Tuesday on the status of every bill. It's been a busy session for Kennard, and she's counting the days until June 1st.
As you know, the session is over June 21st. I'm sorry, June 1st. God, not the 21st. That would be horrible.
More horrible than a longer legislative session, in Kennard's view, were some of the bills considered at the Capitol this time around. Take, for instance, the bills aimed at reversing Austin's plastic bag ban, House Bill 1939 and Senate Bill 1806. This last one, 1806, had a hearing recently. The language for the bag ban was dropped, but
it would prohibit a city from adopting any regulations on any matters in which someone has a state license. So things like payday lenders, plumbers, electricians, all host of manner of local ordinances, you wouldn't be able to regulate them under this bill.
The bill hasn't made it to the full Senate, and time is running out. For now, Kennard is hoping that none of the bills that would affect Austin make it through the whole process and end up on Governor Greg Abbott's desk. Her other hope? That in the case of a special session, Abbott doesn't put any of those bills on the agenda. Joy Diaz, KUT News.